America, we are endowed by our Creator with certain unalienable rights, life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. By honoring your sacred vocation of education, you impact your family, your friends, and your community. At Grand Canyon University, our online bachelor's, master's, and doctoral education degree programs allow you to balance online coursework with observational and hands-on experience in the field. Find your purpose at GCU. Private, Christian, affordable. Visit gcu.edu.
It's just our unfollow. I'm not really blocking people unless they attack in a douchey way.
Yeah.
But if I'm following people and they annoy me, unfollow.
Mm.
Unfollow on Twitter and unfriend on Facebook. Wow. I'm done.
What
I'm
happened?
I'm done with the nonsense.
Something must have happened. What happened?
It's just everything, dude. There's so many things circulating now, and it's just like, unless you're a real friend, if you have an opinion to me that just seems ridiculous and you just seem like you're so gaslit on one side of the other on the political spectrum, I'm done. I got no more time, man. I'm so sick of people. You know, and I think a lot of this is really spawned from this Joe Rogan thing. I think, you know, and this is not me being, oh, I'm such a Joe Rogan supporter. I mean, I am, because I appreciate, you know, what he stands for when it comes to, you know, freedoms in this country and being able to have debates and discuss things without, you know, somebody wanting to shut him down, and that somebody being, you know, the government and certain parts of politics and certain branches of the media that support one narrative. And, you know, for anybody that doesn't see that now, to me, you're just ridiculous. You're ridiculous. You're stupid. And you really don't have your own thoughts. So, you know, it's getting to the point where if somebody is, especially comics that I don't respect already,
yeah,
if you're a comic that I don't respect already, and you're just taking low-hanging fruit Joe Rogan stabs right now about him being a racist, number one, you're misguided, you're off base, you're stupid, and you're hack. And I don't have time. I don't have time. I don't want to see your crap anymore. Just shut up. You're a nobody. You're a nobody. And you would S Joe's D to be on his show. And you know you would. Shut up. You're just going with the narrative. You have no idea what you're even talking about. You're stupid.
It's all coming together now.
I'm so sick of it. I'm so sick of it. Stop. You know, with the race, he's racist. Well, you know what? You know what you are? A moron robot. That just let a bunch of stupid media people tell you he's racist. And by the way, the same media that has Pfizer commercials, they are sponsored by Pfizer. And I know I'm sounding like a crazy person to you right now because you've been indoctrinated, you moron. You open mic jack-off face. You do not see how dumb you are.
No.
God damn.
Of course not. You said they have no thoughts of their own. I mean, that's quite literally true in many occasions. I mean, they're robots. Totally.
Oh, my God.
Totally, you know, stupid robots at that.
I don't care if you have an opinion that's different than mine. I want people to have different opinions, but have your opinion. And, you know, to me, it just seems ridiculous. You're spouting off just regurgitated crap narrative. You may try to put a comedic twist on it, but you're an idiot. Like, there was some lady, I don't even know her, on my Facebook earlier. I don't even know her, but somehow we're Facebook friends, and she chimed in on another friend's page and said Joe Rogan's a racist, there is no debating here, blah 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 blah. She was just straightforward. And I go, all right, well, and this is what spawned my whole little mini rant. I go, I don't even know this bitch. Why? I don't have to be her friend. No. And I don't want to be friends with somebody that stupid. You know what I mean? It's so insane to me.
There's even times, that I'm sure you've seen it too, where people go, if you disagree with this, then unfriend me right now. And even if I agree with it, I will unfriend them anyways. I've done that just to be like, this is insane. I mean, I understand that it's your social media page, and feel free to do whatever you want with it. But
100%.
I don't have to put up with it either. I can leave too. And to make demands, like, I don't know what you're supposed to do with a Facebook wall. What are you supposed to do? It's a useless thing. It's either going to...
You're going to put opinions out there.
Hold on a second.
I don't post my political stuff, yeah.
You're going to put opinions out there that either people are going to go, this is terrific, I'll give you a thumbs up or a heart, or you're going to alienate some of your friends.
Mm-hmm.
And in a context, too, where they can't, you can't have an open dialogue and have an open discussion, instead people just start hurling insults, which they would do face-to-face. They would never say some of the things that people say online to your face. It's just like when you're driving in a car. I remember Louis C.K. had that bit about you say things in your car that you would never say to somebody's face if you were standing right next to them. And it's the same thing online. It's not a healthy place to have any sort of discussion at all.
It's just like I have friends that are, you know, all over the place politically. You know, like
that's
you know,
fine.
Comedian friends.
That's fine.
I don't get into it with them. I do shows with them. I love them all the same. But they want to pour it into you know, Facebook of all places. Facebook is really supposed to be this area. It started off just college students were on Facebook, and it was a way you kind of communicated within, you know, your friend base and everything with school. And then they kind of let the public have it. And then it was supposed to be a place where you keep in contact with your family and your friends, and you share photos and do things like that. And yes, I'll throw up a funny thought once in a while, but I stay out of the realm of politics as much as possible. And anything that's going to cause some sort of crazy, just divisive debate that's like, that's toxic. It's just, I don't have time for that crap. I mean, I'll do some fun stuff like in a private group, you know, but on my normal Facebook wall, you get the kind of stuff that is just like, I posted the things for Leah's birthday. I post when we go to a restaurant to support local restaurants and local businesses. I post my comedy flyers because I want people to come out and laugh and not worry about the world around them, you know, and it also promotes my, you know, my side of my business, you know what I mean? And I think that's a good thing for Facebook too, is like to promote, if you're an entertainer, if you own a business and you want to throw it up there, you know, as long as it's not in an annoying or aggravating kind of way, that's good. You know, don't spam people, kind of throw it on your wall. Hey, this is where I'm going to be. Come on out. Let's have a good time. Let's have a beer. But I see these people and they're just like, it's ridiculous. They really get heated. I mean, really get heated. And they're just really just spouting off what they see on the channel that they watch. And to me, it's ridiculous, whether it's CNN or if it's Fox. If you're just repeating what your favorite news anchor is saying, you're nobody. You're nothing. You're an echo chamber. You're a jack-off. And I'm just going to start unfriending these people. I don't give a damn about your political rants. You're nobody. What are you? You own a solar company? Sell panels, bitch. You're a comedian? Do comedy. But goddamn, these jokes that are just like low hanging, just easy poo poo. It's just stop. I don't want it. The friends I like are the ones that don't jump into that realm at all. The comics I like, they are creative. They come up with a good angle. You know what I mean? And I don't care. Sometimes I'll see a funny joke that is the opposite of how I feel on a subject. But if it's good, I give it credit. That's pretty funny. But if you're putting a picture of white strawberries on your Facebook wall and saying, this has got to be Joe Rogan's favorite strawberries, and from a comedian that I think is a good comedian, that hurt my heart. I was like, why would you do that? That is so lame. I mean, come on, dude. Ugh.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, if you watched that Joe Rogan compilation, you could see all that stuff was out of context from years ago.
Dude, it doesn't matter.
Oh, my God.
It doesn't. Context.
While the world whizzes by, enjoy a moment of me time with Tim Horton's $6 breakfast bundle. Savor a small hot or iced coffee, then add your choice of a mouth-watering hot breakfast sandwich. Mm. and a crispy golden hash brown.
Ooh.
And your pick of a classic donut.
Yeah.
All for $6. All just for you. Make your mornings all about me time with our $6 breakfast bundle. Available at your neighborhood Tim Hortons. Price and participation vary. Terms apply.